This is Matthew Malone for WCRX FM 88.1 in Chicago. In the music world, there aren't many bigger honors than being on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Right now, Rolling Stone is offering that possibility to 16 unsigned bands, along with the final two battling it out at Bonnaroo Music Festival for the grand prize of being the first unsigned band ever to appear on the magazine's cover, and an Atlantic Records recording contract. The first round of voting ends Wednesday, March 2nd, and 16 will be cut down to 8. So in the studio with me today, I have the lone Chicago act looking to beat out the rest. They're called Empires, who just put up their new video for the song Hello Lover, and soon the Darko 7-inch with a couple of B-sides from their last EP. So we've got Ryan, Max, and Tom.
What's up?
What's up?
Was that information all correct? We got the Darko coming out?
Darko is out. Yeah, the 7-inch is out right now.
It came out in January, Darko, Dreamer, and Hello Lover Acoustic.
Yes, sir.
It was a 3-track then?
It's actually 2, but when you purchase it, you get an extra little...
Download
code.
So it's just a little secret perk.
Treats. Yeah. Treats all around.
So how does that grand prize sound to you guys?
Tasty.
Grand prize, tasty. Yes. What was it again?
You don't even know what you're going for?
No. I mean, of course it's an honor. It's very exciting.
Going from unsigned straight to being Atlantic Records artists, how do you fathom that getting put together?
I think a lot of things in the game stay the same. You still have to be writing music. You still have to be doing things on your own.
To be fully honest, I can't imagine much changing. Like, maybe just, I don't know, we're still writing and recording every day and getting out there playing shows, so.
So you're not going for Lady Gaga status once you get up there?
maybe we'll show up in an egg one day.
Well, you just put up the video for Hello Lover, even though technically it was out before your March 2010 release of the Bang EP. So what have you guys been doing for the 11 months to keep busy?
I mean, we've been playing shows. We went out to the West Coast for the first time in the fall, did CMJ. We're getting ready to go down to South by Southwest. In the meantime, we've actually been working on demos, getting ready to record possibly a new full length.
Yeah.
I think we have the first.
We're just starting to flesh out.
Yeah, songs. So we're going to go on our first, session of recording next week. So, I don't know. Yeah. Just playing live and recording. Like I said, I don't think much will change if... keep doing what we're doing now, you know.
For the South by Southwest, are you guys one of the actual South by Southwest acts, or just playing the around Austin shows?
Are there any official?
I don't think so. I don't think any of the bands that go down there are actually official.
There's so,
you know,
many places. We've got some cool locations. There's one called the Trophy Room that's like right off 6th Street, where it all happens.
Longhorn Inn. We're playing
Emo's.
Emo's on the 5th. That's a great venue. There's some other stuff that's cooking up right now.
Yeah, it's like if it's official or unofficial, there's always a good turnout because there's just so many people out there.
We went down last year, was an official. I don't, like I said, I'd probably say like a tenth of the bands that go down there are actually official.
Oh, absolutely. There's eight official bands.
Free reign.
Yeah, exactly.
Play, so.
Well, I've never been down there, and a buddy of mine told me that he went down there and the bands will just show up and
play on
bar.
The street.
Or yeah, you find an empty bar. Hey, can we play in that corner? And
It's bar after bar after bar after bar on that street. So it's like everyone just kind of turns into a makeshift venue in some sort. And it's just music from like noon till noon the next day.
Yeah, it doesn't really stop. You got to go. It's a lot of fun.
It's like the Mardi Gras for musicians, without the beads.
Yeah.
Which it would not – that wouldn't hurt it. It would definitely be a benefit.
They should have a parade down the center of the street.
They round up everyone that's drunk. Have the drunk parade.
Breasts and rock and roll, they do go together. So.
Yeah.
On the Bang EP, you went in with over a dozen songs, but you left with 7. So was it like abandoning children? How did that feel when you had to let go of those songs?
It always is. We tracked 15 songs for Bang. We recorded, I think, 12. We used 6.
Five
of them.
I mean, so how do you feel about leaving those other songs behind?
Well, we put 2 of them out on the 7-inch, so.
Are you going to revisit them in the future, or?
Probably not. We're always moving fast with, like, writing new music and getting in the practice space. It's just, I don't know, I mean, we don't really feel like we're abandoning them. They just didn't make the cut. Like, the ones that we chose and put out, that's the ones we obviously feel the best about.
Seems like the EP is becoming more common, 5-7 songs rather than full length 12 albums. I mean, hell, even Radiohead just put out 8 songs.
Yeah,
I think it's more about like getting as many strong songs as you that you feel good about, opposed to just like, oh, this is a CD filler, this is an album filler.
So we're definitely getting away from the we need 12 songs for in order to charge $10 for this.
Yeah, I don't think there's any rules anymore.
Yeah, those 5 songs went well together.
And then what about the other two then? Do they just happen to fit those five? Or
in a sense, which was a cool way, because we've been working on so much new music that it's actually kind of weird to be releasing music that we worked on, you know, almost a year and a half ago. But
are you talking about Hill Lover and
The
actual last two songs that made Bang were recorded like late in the process.
Okay.
So I mean, like, the Bang sessions were actually done over the summer of 2009.
Yeah, right? It sounds about right.
We actually recorded Hella Lover and Voodoo Eyes after we'd already released Damn Things Over and
yeah, it was like 6 months later we came back and
it was in January.
So, and you released your very first album for the free digital download. So is that pretty much a necessity now to get your music heard? Because that seems to be the original
doesn't hurt.
Stone.
I don't know so much now. If I could speak my mind.
Please.
I mean, this was in
enlighten me.
This is a few years ago when we put out Howl for free, and that was still like kind of at the time it was 2008. I don't even, when did Radiohead
just
at,
like,
yeah, right, it was like, it was just starting right. Bands were starting to do it, you know? And I mean, for us, it was a really great platform to kind of set the stage of just like an introduction, you know? So,
definitely.
I mean, since we talk about all these songs that do get cut, we always try to find home for them in some way. If it's, like I said, if it's like an extra download when you pick up the 7-inch or whatever it may be. We'll find a way to use them in different ways. But as far as just keep... Yeah, I mean, yeah, I feel like at this point in a band's career, any band's career, they probably put on music for free at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a great way of getting your music out there. I mean, why should you listen to us? You've never heard us. You know, you don't know who we are.
But you need the money.
Well, yeah. Money's definitely a tool that we don't have.
So, for the people that haven't heard you, because again, it's all unsigned bands that you're going up against, that you have, I don't know if would you call it a benefit or was the word handicap that you're unknown?
Yeah, we definitely agreed to do this with no expectations and purely like, let's go into this thing and try to get as much promotion out of it. You know what I mean? Like,
it was definitely flattering to be asked.
Yeah.
They looked at like 1,200 bands nationwide, and then I guess somebody gave them our stuff and they contact us about it. So it's definitely something that's flattering. But I think like for the most part, all the bands are in this are at a pretty similar level. So it's, oh,
we're very honored to be.
So for the people that haven't heard your music then, since obviously most people in other around Chicago may not know who you are, what are the influences? What can people expect from your music?
Ooh,
nobody likes talking about their own music is what I found out.
Yeah,
nobody knows what happened.
It's just hard because like even between Max and I, there's like an age difference of 4 years. 4 years?
5 years.
Four. You're 22.
You'll be 27.
I just...
A few months. So, yeah, five. I was actually talking about this with Sean, our singer, the other day, of how our band probably connects more on songs and maybe albums more so than artists in general, is like instead of like a catalog, you know? But like influences, I mean, I personally grew up in a lot of just like radio early 90s stuff. And I think what kind of translate to what we're doing now is just like Ryan is a naturally hard-hitting drummer. So you're going to come to a show that's going to be like a loud-sounding drum set because that's who he is. And then you got Max, who...
I was born this way.
Yeah, exactly.
My arms are heavy.
I don't have a choice, man.
And then you got Max, who kind of grew up doing a lot of blues stuff, and he grew up on a lot of rock, you know, musicians as well. So I think that translate. And the same thing for me. And Sean is just a guy that gets up there and just goes for it and belts it. So I think if anyone that comes to see us live, they're going to expect something like just loud and raw, I guess.
So then what can people expect from you in the future here? Like,
I mean, regardless of the contest, we are still, like, at the practice space every day. We just did full band demos, and, I mean, you can't, even though this is a very, like, exciting opportunity for us, you can't, like, put the brakes on everything.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, nothing's promised. So you have to keep moving on with your band and what you want to do, and we're working on new songs. We're going to be going into Electrical Studios next week to start tracking drums, and... Just trying to get new material going and stay fresh.
So I read that you track your drums separately from the rest of the band. Do you get that specific sound at different places?
We're trying new techniques, Max.
Just every every time we do a record, we just try to step it up as much as possible. So we try out different drum places. For Howl, we went to a friend's place in New Lenox. Bang, we did in Kansas, actually. And, yeah, just trying something new. We've actually never recorded drums for a record in Chicago, so should
be fun. The new way we're doing it next week, or for us, we're going to be doing a live band. Like, everybody in there playing, everybody's getting recorded, and just seeing if we can catch a certain vibe we're looking for.
You're gonna go back to like 1940s, one microphone in the center of the room, and
where they're literally cutting records.
Exactly.
Just yeah,
jam it out in one go.
A one, a two, a three.
And then hopefully finish the record, you know, hopefully 6 days after that.
So Max, what is your criteria for picking a drum spot?
Obviously the gear, but the live room. The room is big. The room's gotta have character. The room we recorded Bang, it was actually an old building. It was a dancing ballroom, so yeah. It was huge. It was really cool.
But it's huge in the sense of like Kansas City. It's not huge in the sense of like Chicago or New York, you know what I mean? But it was cool. It was definitely
big.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Electrical, a lot of great records have been recorded there. The live room actually has brick walls, so it'll be perfect for that gritty sound.
So I guess the biggest question looming over this is, why should people vote for you for the Choose a Cover contest?
Well, we've been an honest band for the last 4 years, kind of doing everything ourselves, ranging from photos, music, producing, engineering, doing videos, even booking tours. Like, it's just,
yeah.
It's we've been doing this for 4 years together ourselves. And, I mean, we're an honest band. We try to be, at least.
You can't do that in Chicago. Nothing is honest here.
Yeah, you can't find honesty in a lot of places.
So where can people find out more about Empires?
Weareempires.com.
Voting ends for the first round Wednesday, March 2nd. So people have to...
At 11:59 p.m.
Beautiful.
There you go.
Get to it, man.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, Ryan, Max, Tom, thanks a bunch for coming down here to talk to me for a minute.
Thank you
for having us.
Being from Chicago... You know, we do have a little bias, so we hope for the best for the contest for you guys.
Chicago.